Good morning. We continue with Maseches Maasos. We're up to the second parak. We're up to the second Mishnah. Parak Beis, Mishnah Beis. Hayu yoshvim b'shar oy b'chanos v'amar t'lu lachem te'enim oichlin u'peturim. We're discussing the halacha of ro p'nei abayis, that once you have fruit that passes through the threshold of the house, that comes in through the front door, the halacha is that at that point in time it's considered hukva l'maisris. One can no longer have a snack before taking off Meiser. Before that point, it would be permissible to eat that fruit without taking off Meiser, as long as it's eaten as a snack. But after that point, it's hooked for the Meisers. You can no longer eat it, even a temporary meal, even a small snack, without taking off Meiser. So you have a few people who are sitting at the gate or in front of a store. It's not their own home. They're in front of a supermarket or a grocery store, by the shahr, by the gate, v'amar lachem, tulu lachem, te'enim, take some of these figs. Halach is oichlin u'peturim, they are pater because it is not their home, it's as the Rav says, the beisoy shel adam toivoloi, avoloi shel achem, has to be your own home, not any random doorway. U'baal ha'shahr, the owner of that gate, u'baal ha'chanus, the owner of that grocery, that store, chayavin, they would be chayiv because they indeed own it. Yehuda Peter Achi Yachzer Panov Ayachi Yishana Makim Shivase. Yehuda says that it is not going to work because a person is not chayiv in Meiser if the location that he's going to be eating it is going to be a place where it's embarrassing for him to sit there and eat. So if he's sitting in front of his store for him to sit down and eat, he would not eat in that fashion before turning around or moving over to another place. That's not enough to be mechayiv him to take off Meiser because specifically, that location where he got the fruit is not a place where he would be comfortable eating, and therefore, he's not chayav until he turns around and moves away. The Rav says, we do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in this regard. Mishnah Gimel, Hamayla Peros Mina Galil, Yehuda, person brings fruits from Galil, from the Galilee to Yehuda, where he's traveling to Yushalayim. Oichel Mehen Achu Megia Lamakim Shuhailach, he's allowed to eat from these fruits until he gets to his final destination. So here's a halacha, a person's bringing fruits because he wants to sell them in another area. So he's traveling from the Galil to Yehuda, to Judea, or to Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem. The halacha is he's allowed to eat a temporary snack of these fruits until he gets there, until he ultimately gets to his final location. Once he gets to his final location, it becomes hukva l'maiser over there. V'chein B'Yehuda, the Mishnah says Achim B'Yehuda, but the Melech Shleiman, if you look at the way that the Rav writes it and the others, it seems like the gears of the proper word should have been V'Chein B'Chazara. If he decides he wants to go back home, he changes his mind. He changes his plans in the middle. He's traveling from the Galil to Yehuda, and then on the way, he says, you know what? Forget it. I'm not going back home. The halacha is, he could still eat them as a temporary snack. Rav Meir Oymer, Achu Magil L'Makam Eshvisa. Meir says until he gets to a place where he's going to rest, referring to Shabbos. Once Shabbos comes, it becomes hukva l'maaser at that point in time. And again, the Rav points out we do not pass like Rav Meir with regard to this halacha. He has to indeed get to his final location. You have merchants who are going; they're peddling their goods from one city to the next. So these people don't have a final destination, but they do have a place where they plan to sleep. So they're allowed to eat from their goods, a temporary snack, until they get to a place where they're going to be sleeping. Yehuda says, even if they plan on sleeping on the other side of the town, once they reach that town and start seeing houses, that is the place where they are chayiv meiser, and they can no longer eat without taking off. And they can no longer eat a snack without taking off meiser. And again, the Rav points out, we do not pass like Rabbi Yehuda with regard to this, and therefore the halacha would be merchants who are peddling their goods from one city to the next until they actually get to the place where they're going to be staying. They are not chayav to take off meiser before eating a snack. We'll stop here at Mishnah Dalet. Have a wonderful day.